Our biggest concern is the mask wearing. Two of my children are unable to wear masks. You know, the first day of summer school, it was just as long as you're trying to wear a mask, that's fine. Well, now we have to have doctor's notes. Well, none of the parents are able to get doctor's notes. So what's going to happen for the fall term? What's the rules? We can't get anybody to basically tell us for sure. Are they going to allow children with disabilities to attend without wearing a mask, as long as they have a note? Well, where are we going to get that note? Because doctors are refusing to give us notes because of legal action that they could have against them. If our children are required to wear masks, then our only option is remote learning. Due to our children's significant needs, they are not able to attend to a tablet or a Chromebook or any kind of those things. It requires the parent to do the teaching. And I mean, I am not a teacher. I am not a paraprofessional, which a paraprofessional is someone that works in the classroom with the child more kind of hands-on. And so those people aren't available to us if we're doing remote learning at home. So I know that our family is safe because we have been home this whole time. But once they attend school, I'm going to be introducing them to people that aren't necessarily following the rules in their home life. So that is a big fear of mine, because if my children were to contract COVID-19, I would have to say that it probably would mean death for one of them for sure. But the other two, it'd be very difficult to overcome. It is very difficult to think about that, because all this time, you know, the 3 months, I've kept them protected, I've kept them safe. And then for them to have to go to school. But then, you know, the other side is I know me as a mom with three special needs children, I can't do the distance learning. If you talk to parents with special needs children, most of them will say that they want their kids back to school. So I feel that, well, I do know through seeing social media and comments that people are thinking that we're pushing our children into school because we want a babysitter. And that is not the case at all. Our children thrive on routine. They have problems when it's like free time, you know, and our homes are not set up to be a set schedule. These children need that routine. They need to be with their friends. They learn better in those environments. They aren't able to attend to a tablet or a computer screen or things like that. They need that one-on-one interaction. And then our family, we aren't looking for a vaccine. We're too leery of a vaccine, especially the first round of vaccines that they may come out with, because of our children's needs. They can't tell us how they feel, if there's something wrong, something hurts, because two of our children are nonverbal, so they don't have the language or the skills. So we aren't looking for a vaccine to give our children to start out. So in a perfect world, this would all just go away, but I know that's not going to happen.